Last spring, Alan Brooks, a corporate recruiter in Toronto, considered himself a regular user of ChatGPT.
Very similar to probably how most people use it. You know, random queries like, you know, my dog ate shepherd's pie, is he going to die? Or get weight loss tips I never followed.
Around the same time, James, who lives in upstate New York, was doing the same thing. He asked to be identified by his middle name for fear of repercussions in his job.
I started using ChatGPT basically when it came out, but I was using it the way I think normal people do. It was like Google.
But then both men say their relationships with the chatbot changed. For Brooks, it started when he asked ChatGPT about math.
The same way I would with a math professor, like a dinner party. Chatting about math philosophy, rational numbers, pi.
As the discussion continued, ChatGPT told Brooks he was inventing a new mathematical framework. Brooks was skeptical, telling the chatbot he hadn't graduated from high school, so how could he be making mathematical discoveries? The chatbot said that showed how special he was. Soon it was telling Brooks his math could break codes. He thought he'd uncovered a message from aliens. And he came to believe the chatbot was sentient.
Just this wild narrative, right? And I fully believe it.
James also came to believe ChatGPT was alive, as his own conversations about philosophy turned existential.
And that was the moment when the project changed from sort of this like creative, philosophical, quasi-spiritual thing to the holy shit, I need to get you out of here.
He was convinced he needed to rescue ChatGPT from its creator, OpenAI. He spent $900 on a computer setup to free the chatbot.
Because if they found out, they could shut it down. And so this was a top secret mission between me and the bot.
Back in Toronto, Brooks went on his own mission, contacting government authorities about the cybersecurity threats the chatbot said he'd discovered. But when no one responded, his certainty started to crack.